Researchers uncover molecular connection between body fat and anxiety. Mega Doctor News by McMaster University, Newswise. In a groundbreaking study, researchers at McMaster University have revealed a novel link between body fat, adipose tissue, and anxiety, shedding light on the intricate relationship between metabolism and mental health. The findings, published in the prestigious journal Nature Metabolism on April 15, 2025, are particularly relevant given the rising rates of anxiety and obesity, highlighting the importance of understanding the underlying biological processes. Understanding the link between adipose tissue and anxiety opens up new avenues for research and potential treatments, says Gregory Steinberg, senior author on the paper and a professor in the Department of Medicine at McMaster. Our findings highlight the complex interplay between metabolism and mental health, and we hope this will lead to better outcomes for individuals suffering from anxiety, says Steinberg, a Canada research chair in metabolism and obesity and the co-director of the Center for Metabolism, Obesity and Diabetes Research at McMaster. The research team discovered that psychological stress, which triggers the fight or flight response, initiates a process called lipolysis in fat cells. This process leads to the release of fats, which in turn stimulate the release of a hormone called GDF15 from immune cells found in the fat tissue. GDF15 then communicates with the brain, resulting in anxiety. Researchers came to their conclusion through a series of meticulously designed experiments involving mice. Behavioral tests assessed anxiety-like behavior, and molecular analyses identified the activated pathways. A clear connection between metabolic changes in adipose tissue and anxiety was established, offering new insights into the interplay between metabolism and mental health. These findings open up exciting possibilities for developing new treatments for anxiety by focusing on metabolic pathways, says Logan Townsend, first author on the paper and a postdoctoral fellow at McMaster. By understanding how stress-induced changes in fat cells can influence anxiety, we can explore innovative therapeutic strategies that target these metabolic processes, potentially offering more effective and targeted relief for individuals suffering from anxiety disorders. Several companies are developing blockers of GDF15 for treating cancer, so it is possible these will find use for anxiety as well, says Townsend. The study was led by McMaster University, with significant contributions from Mark Jeschke of Hamilton Health Sciences and pediatric blood samples from a study led by Catherine Morrison, professor in the Department of Pediatrics at McMaster and a co-director with Steinberg of the Center for Metabolism, Obesity and Diabetes Research. The research was funded by the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, CIHR, and Diabetes Canada.